KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, it's cloudy and 49 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said today that the fire danger index in the county will remain in the moderate category through Thursday. Officials say they hope the rain that's forecast over the next few days will contribute to the greening up of the grassy areas. Persons planning to burn brush or grassy area should be aware of the frontal activity in the area and the shifting winds associated with the frontal passage. The EMA says it can assist individual farmers and businesses with the development of burn plans to assess the safety of any particular burn. Those plans will be developed jointly with the fire chief of the jurisdiction and the property owners. News time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Elsewhere in area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest early this morning of a Villisca man. 53-year-old Kenneth Charles Richards was arrested on a charge of child endangerment after deputies responded at around 12:20 a.m. to an incident in the 100 block of West 2nd Street in Villisca. Richards was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Sunday afternoon of 82-year-old Lois Marilyn Nelson of Red Oak. Nelson was taken into custody on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $300 bond. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a joint investigation between the Sheriff's Office and Red Oak Police has resulted in the arrest of a Red Oak woman on burglary charges. 32-year-old Holly Ann Kelly faces three counts of burglary in the third degree following the execution of a search warrant at a residence in the 300 block of West 1st Avenue in Red Oak. She also faces Red Oak PD serious misdemeanor charges that include possession of stolen property and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Kelly was arrested Saturday evening and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on $5,000 bond. Firefighters from Atlantic and Cumberland were kept busy Sunday afternoon fighting two separate fires fanned by the wind. The Atlantic Fire Department responded to a brush fire just after 1 p.m. Sunday near 65597 Troublesome Creek Road, just east of Highway 71. The fire reportedly started as a control burn that got out of control. And the Cumberland Fire Department fought a grass fire at around 12:30 p.m. Sunday near 690th and Memphis Road. At around 6:30 p.m., firefighters from Messina were called to the scene of a grass fire 1 mile east of Highway 148 on Yankton Road. Also, the firefighters from three Montgomery County departments battled two separate field fires Sunday afternoon. According to Emergency Management Director Brian Hammond, the Villisca Fire Department fought the first blaze shortly after 1:50 p.m. at 170th and W Avenue. They were able to contain the flames in a short time. The second field fire happened not long after the first, near 130th and M Avenue. Elliott and Red Oak firefighting crews were on the scene for roughly 2 to 3 hours. Other field fires were reported in Adair County, where there were at least three of them yesterday, and one down in Adams County. Leaders of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will hold public meetings this week to cover water management plans for the Missouri River Basin this spring and beyond. Jody Farhat, the head of the Water Management Division for the Corps in Omaha, says it's a chance to continue the dialogue with the public over how the river is being run during the drought.
The purpose of the April meetings is to let stakeholders in the basin know about the current hydrologic conditions, you know, what the soil moisture and the snowpack looks like, and what we expect to do with regard to our operation of the reservoir system, you know, for the remainder of this calendar year.
Farhat says they continue to see river reservoirs dropping slowly. So far, they're down about 8.5 million acre feet, or about 22% of the total storage that's available.
We are implementing drought conservation measures. As you probably know, we had low winter releases as a measure to conserve water. And then as we start the navigation season here in April, we're providing what we call minimum service flows for navigation.
Farhat says the Corps is in a position to continue near-normal operations for quite a while, several years, in fact.
Storage in the mainstream reservoirs is designed to serve the authorized purposes during a 12-year drought like that of the Dust Bowl era in 1930s and early 1940s. So as we get deeper and deeper into a drought, we conserve more and more water by providing reduced service to navigation and other uses.
The region is just entering the second year of drought, and she says given the 12-year drought plan, they should be good for another decade. The meetings are being held this week in Nebraska City, Nebraska, Fort Peck, Montana, Bismarck, North Dakota, Pierre, South Dakota, and in Smithville, Missouri. Elsewhere in state news, the Wapello County Sheriff's Office is investigating the apparent theft of 27 cows near Ottumwa. Wapello County Chief Deputy Sheriff Don Phillips says the cattle were stolen sometime during a four-month period over the winter. The farmer who owns the cows was in the hospital during part of that time. The farmer told the sheriff's office that when he did a head count, he noted 27 were missing. The cows were valued at about $850 each. Phillips says evidence shows someone had been in a fenced-in area where the cattle were located. Investigators have called several sale barns, but thus far haven't been able to find the cattle. Authorities have captured the second of two men who escaped from an eastern Iowa jail. The Clinton County Sheriff's Office and Clinton County deputies took Kyle Julian back into custody at around 12:20 this morning. He was taken from a vehicle that was stopped on U.S. Highway 30 just west of Loudoun. Julian and Kendall Keith escaped from the jail in Clinton at around 4:40 p.m. Saturday. Keith was captured in Clinton late Saturday night. Both men are 18. Keith had been jailed pending prosecution on a theft charge, while Julian is charged with a felony probation violation. Both men now face escape charges. An effort is underway to help the 26,000 residents of Des Moines' core neighborhoods get the help they need to strengthen the area. The effort is being led by Tom Urban, the former Des Moines mayor and former chairman of Pioneer Hybrid International. Urban says the health of Des Moines' core is crucial to the success of the region overall. He says he wants to hire community development coordinators for each of the 10 neighborhoods the initiative is focused on. Those coordinators will help residents find the right services. Urban said the city's core has become poorer and more diverse over the decades, and the groups are trying to help residents who don't always work well together. A Kansas bishop has been chosen to lead the Eastern Iowa Archdiocese. The Dubuque Archdiocese says Bishop Michael Jickles of Wichita, Kansas, has been appointed by Pope Francis to be the new Archbishop of Dubuque. Jickles replaces Archbishop Jerome Hannes. The Wichita Diocesan website says Jickles was named the Wichita Bishop in January 2005 by Pope John Paul II. Before being named to the post, Jickles worked for the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith in Rome for 8 years. Hannes will introduce Jickles at a news conference later this morning at the Archdiocesan Pastoral Center in Dubuque. Hannes will also announce his plans for the future. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education will hold a regular meeting tonight at the high school, and during that 7:30 p.m. session in the Media Center, the board will discuss possibly adding more staff for the 2013-2014 school year. According to Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein, Washington Elementary Principal Stacy Horning believes an additional first-grade teacher and third-grade teacher would be needed for the elementary school due to the number of students coming into the classes those next year. Amstein said also assistance may be needed for English language learners at the high school and special education department, along with the school nurse for the Level 3 program. The board is expected to act tonight as well on volunteer coaches' contracts and any resignations to come before them. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on approving the 2013-2014 school lunch prices, seasonal and substitute teacher rates, and teacher recommendations for the 2013 summer school. The board will also receive an update on the Atlantic Middle School construction project from the district's contracted architectural firm. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the British government says former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher will receive a ceremonial funeral with military honors. Thatcher, known as the Iron Lady, died today from a stroke at the age of 87. Prime Minister David Cameron cut short a trip to Spain and France upon hearing the news. Downing Street says Queen Elizabeth II has authorized a ceremonial funeral, which is a step short of a state funeral, to be held at St. Paul's Cathedral. Margaret Thatcher's conservative ideas made enduring impact on Britain. Thatcher became the country's first female prime minister in 1979. She remade Britain's economic landscape after coming into office that year with a free market philosophy and the goal of privatizing state industries. And she would wage some hard-nosed battles with the country's labor unions. Badly divided conservatives eventually pushed her from power in 1990, and the party has struggled since then to regain its footing. Rutgers University is commissioning an independent investigation of the conduct of former men's basketball coach Mike Rice and the way the school handled the situation. Rice was fired last week after a video that showed him pushing and kicking players and spewing gay slurs at them during practices between 2010 and last year. The school's athletic director, top in-house lawyer, and assistant coach also resigned. Stocks have opened mostly lower today as investors await the start of the U.S. earnings season. Alcoa will be the first company to report after today's closing bell. Markets today will get a peek into the minds of Fed policymakers when minutes from the March board meeting are released. And Iraqi officials say they searched an Iranian plane bound for Damascus looking for weapons being sent to fighters loyal to the Syrian regime, but none were found. A government spokesman says the cargo plane was forced to land today, but a search showed that it was carrying medical and humanitarian aid and not weapons. It's the first plane to be forced to land since Iraqi officials promised last week to conduct more random searches of vehicles traveling overland and aircraft moving in its airspace to check for weapons heading to the Syrian conflict. The U.S. had pressed Iraq to ban the overflights. News time is 9:11.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
In the funeral announcements, Beatrice B. Albright, age 89 of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for B. Albright will be this morning at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Dorothea Musfelt, age 88 of Manning, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Dorothea Musfelt will be held today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Darlene Meyer, age 92 of Bridgewater, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Darlene Meyer will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Erna Lang, age 99 of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Erna Lang will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Levon Galeson, age 92 of Manning, died Friday. A funeral service for Levon Galeson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Irma Nissen, age 84 of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly of Shelby, died Saturday. A funeral service for Irma Nissen will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Paul Clifford, age 86 of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Paul Clifford will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sam Weiss, age 86 of Manning, died Saturday. A funeral service for Sam Weiss will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Mary McCaffrey, age 93 of Manila, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary McCaffrey will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Artist Doreen Tibbles Mayberry, age 88 of Norfolk, Nebraska, died Tuesday. A private memorial service for Doreen Mayberry will take place at a later date. And Sean Scott Hockenberry, age 31 of Atlantic, died Sunday of natural causes. Services for Sean Hockenberry are currently pending. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland.